21 minutes past seven. You're listening to News Talk Breakfast with Ivan Yates and Chris Donoghue, and 53106 is our 30 cent text line. If you want to let us know what you think about that story or any other we cover this morning, but it's to New York we turn now, because the most expensive musical in Broadway history, Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, has been previewing in front of critics and audiences for almost a week and a half. Now, the musical, composed by Bono and the Edge of U2 fame, has been fraught with technical and financial difficulties since its inception 9 years ago. $65 million is the total bill on this. That's what it needs to make just to break even. Now, its actors were left dangling in midair at various points, and scenery appeared on stage missing pieces. However, the final dress rehearsal was overnight and it went well. Joining us from New York earlier was Carolyn Rende, a frequent theatre goer and indeed a critic who organises theatre tours. And I started by asking Carolyn just how big of an event this was.
It's pretty huge in New York right now because it's been going on for quite a few years, and it was supposed to open last year and then they delayed it, and they've been doing a lot of sales pitches and presentations over the last year, so now it's finally in previews, and actually the theatre was packed tonight, so that's a good sign.
So you've seen it, tell us about it.
Well, it's actually very much a musical spectacular. It's quite rock and roll. The flying, the aerial stunts are something that I don't think I've ever seen on Broadway.
How does U2 translate into a musical? Because is it obvious that the music comes from U2? $65 million has been spent on this in total. Is it obvious that the U2 stamp is on this?
In my opinion, definitely. I think if you're a U2 fan and you know their music, I could hear it from the first guitar instrumental that came out. I could hear the Edge's distinctive guitar music coming through. And then throughout the show, I could hear it quite often. I'm not sure if you weren't familiar with U2, you might notice, but I think if you're a U2 fan, you can hear it throughout the show for sure.
Okay, and Carolyn, does it work? Because there have been some problems. There have been some problems with getting it in production. There have been some problems with accidents and just things not working out right. So is it starting to come together?
It definitely is. It was absolutely great tonight. They didn't stop the show once. There were no technical difficulties that I noticed. And all in all, the audience just seemed to really enjoy it, and the staging was superb.
How big is it? What theatre is it in? Because we hear most expensive, $65 million, but how big is the stage? How elaborate are the sets, and have you seen the costumes yet?
Yeah, the whole show was on tonight. It's at what they call the Foxwoods Theatre, which used to be the Hilton Theatre, right on 42nd Street, slap, like, in the middle of everything. And the theatre is beautiful, one of the newest theatres on Broadway, and I really enjoyed it. It was very comfortable. I think it's a great theatre for this show.
Is it the same actor playing Peter Parker and Spider-Man? Because there was some speculation about how this guy would get in and out of costume changes as quickly as the movie does it.
Right, no, Peter Parker actually just sticks as Peter Parker. There's about 12 different actors in one night that play Spider-Man. So when they're actually flying around the theater, there's at least 5 or 6 of them flying from different points of the theater at one time. And because Spider-Man's in costume, he never sings or talks in costume because he's got a full mask on. So it's pretty cool, actually.
Okay, and have Bono and the Edge seen it? What have they said about it?
Bono and the Edge were at the first sales pitch that I went to, and they were really excited about the whole show. They weren't at the second one, and from what I've heard, they've been pretty involved in the production, in the music, trying to get it just right. I don't know if they were there tonight. I don't think they are. I think they're actually touring in Australia right now. But they've been heavily, heavily involved, and I know that.
Okay, but Carolyn, all of this, the proof is in the eating. Will people come to see this? Is it selling?
I think it's going to be a huge sellout on Broadway. I think people are curious whether they've heard good or bad. They're going to want to say, I saw that show on Broadway. And I think everyone who comes to visit New York should go see it.
Okay, so it looks like Bono and the Edge may have got over some of the bother they were having with that Spider-Man the musical, and looks like, as Carolyn Rende was saying there, could be huge for this Christmas. Up next on News Talk Breakfast, we'll have the latest business, news and sport.
News Talk Breakfast.
Thanks to Siemens.
Fire safety solutions? Siemens has the answers.